It's Monday, June 1st, 2020. My name is Mitchell Tulin, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Extron, industry-leading technology backed by world-class support.
Today's Daily Download comes from ITAV41. Tim Albright is joined by Derek Yonkus and Sean Reed talking about video platforms. Derek Yonkus starts off talking about the state of the codec market in the midst of a pandemic and who might come out on top in the long run.
No, I think it's the sort of the golden era of platform-based, cloud-based communications. And it's an interesting time because anyone who has leverage in the spaces that they occupy and they have an audience and they have a footprint, and companies like Facebook or others, they know who their customers are. Google, they know who their customers are. They're very well in tune in that. I think they're all going to be able to give it a run in their own way. I think they serve a lot of different needs. Whether you're Microsoft or whether you're Zoom or you're Google or even like Facebook, as you mentioned, even if you're an upstart, I think you have an instant audience because, you have this that's no more than 2 feet away from you at any time, your phone. Or if you're working in a professional environment, now you're sort of forced to use kind of what we're using today to record your show. And what makes it, the recipe that makes it successful, I think, is the ability to quickly be able to share and collaborate in a way that now we've sort of been forced to. But I think even 20 years ago, it was, that same level of integration was going on. I mean, you would have a $40,000 Tandberg codec with a $25,000, I used to use a Sun multiband VSXs. We used to use partial T1s or PRI circuits. It was so difficult. Now I turn on any electronic device that's near me and I could probably communicate with someone I know, care about, or have to do business with.
Yeah.
And so 20 years on, it's like, it's pretty amazing. But I still think the same opportunities, to go back to your question, same opportunities exist for the integration community, for customers, and that they can choose a platform that best allows them to conduct their business. They can talk to folks like Sean to be able to get, a certain level of advocacy to figure out how that technology works together, because there are so many ways to be able to integrate this, but it's all about, sort of what that customer's goals would be. And I think there's going to be some new goals as we turn this this corner and people start to think healthy thoughts instead of unhealthy thoughts here. When we're all not trapped at home, when we're all not forced at home, I think, there'll probably be some companies or some individuals who make some choices. But I think for our industry, it's a great opportunity to be able to capture and kind of leverage the expertise of the industry to better perform that level of integration that you're mentioning and that Sean was alluding to earlier.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.